Why would anyone sell a perfectly good car for just $5? It was the sad truth that was happening in many areas around Sacramento. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. Visit agroliquid.com.
Looking for potassium options to feed your crop? Well, potash is cheap, right? Wait. The slow breakdown and subsequent lack of nutrient availability of dry potash applied in the spring means that's money wasted. Wouldn't you rather spend your money on something that's going to impact this year's crop? Actually feed your plants the nutrition they need? Take a look at SureK by AgriLiquid. Designed as a full-season, planter-time potassium source, SureK can be applied in furrow, strip-till, 2x2, side-dress, broadcast on small grains and forage crops, and as a foliar. Find out more about SureK at agriliquid.com.
Out here, music has no fences. This is The Farm on My Farm Radio.
Don't rock the jukebox.
Country music picked exclusively for and by you, the American farmer.
I got friends in low place.
The music you want and the ag information from Farm Journal you need. The Farm on My Farm Radio.
To get The Farm on your phone, go to myfarmradio.com.
It was the summer of 1942, and Mary L. Tsukamoto's family was being forced to leave their farm near Sacramento due to Executive Order 9066.
I was 5 years old when my family was forced to leave our small farm in Florin and go into what they called an internment camp. And in truth, it was really a prison.
Some of her grandparents came to the United States as early as 1890. Yet those of Japanese descent often had 2 weeks or less notice to vacate during World War II.
You had to take care of your house, your belongings, anything that you could not carry, either in a suitcase or in a large bundle.
Some neighbors saw the wrong perpetrated against American citizens and did what they could to help. Others took advantage of the situation.
When you know that a group of people are forced to sell things, you know, you don't offer very much. A friend said her mother sold their family car to the neighbor for $5.
In the nearby town of Florin, many of her family's friends lost everything.
There was a whole section of Florin where there were many Japanese small houses, not big houses, small houses and small businesses, and that whole block area was burned to the ground. After the war, about 85% lost their property.
But Marielle's family fared better than many, thanks to one man who stepped in to save the farms of many Japanese-descended families farming in the area. That story is next time as we travel the countryside in Sacramento, California. I'm Andrew McCrae.